Burrito Quest, week four. One month of burrito questing.
Where's our sodas?
These are some burritos.
We were
boned.
This is the week of the angry beaver.
We were boned because they didn't have any Coke Zero.
We're breaking tradition, apparently.
But not.
Well, we're 1 month in. I'd say we've done pretty good so far.
And also we have green.
They have green salsa.
This is going to be something new and exciting.
It can't be any worse than the thing last week.
Where is my
Jesus,
bed?
No.
I think it is possibly going to be worse.
Look at that.
Okay, so Angry Beaver consists of steak, chicken, potato, green chili, sour cream, and cheese. So they eliminated the bacon but replaced it with sour cream. I don't know about thank God. I like
food
bacon.
Log.
You didn't know there was bacon in it last week until I mentioned the bacon.
No. But it was the most delicious part that I didn't know about. So happy to be. Alright,
gentlemen.
Let's eat this
burrito quest!
Well, first bite's not bad, but then I said that about the All-American last week.
This is already better. I can taste the green chili.
Well, that's true.
All I could taste is sour cream.
You got Ben's burrito. Yeah.
I wonder if it's just the burrito maker.
The burrito ristra?
We didn't go to the burrito ristra. We went to the burrito maestro this week, and he made them really good. You wonder where we were.
Yeah.
Quest.
He actually knows that we're on this quest.
Oh, shit. Who told him?
Me.
Well, when?
2 weeks ago.
Did you go in there off burrito quest
ago.
Night and like
no,
talk
it was
about
the,
it?
It was the first night.
So I'm doing burrito quest. I don't know if you want to give me a free burrito. What the fuck are you talking about?
Sponsorship for your establishment.
This is the sour cream is helping. It makes this thing a moist burrito instead of a dry burrito. Like, I don't need to put in salsa to make this edible.
It's still hefty.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to try this green salsa. Mm. I've never seen that before. I've never seen green salsa come out of pickle. Oh man, it's really runny. But
it's a runny angry beaver now.
That's okay. This angry beaver's dripping all over the place. Ha ha ha! It's foaming!
That was actually basically green chilies we just poured on there.
Yeah, that's why I said I already got that in there. Mm. I think I like the red salsa better.
You got a bug on your beaver.
Your beaver's a beaver. What?
Like an insect.
You got a little friend, a little mascot.
That's
for Burrito Quest.
It's my hand, Ben.
No, it was actually small and black and had six legs.
No need to be racist. Why do they gotta be black, Ben?
God made them that way.
This is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's alright.
And the only thing different is it's got sour cream instead of bacon.
I don't know if that's making it significantly better for me.
Really? I think this is, like, much better than last week. Last week was a disaster. It was just reckless and awful.
What is thy bidding, my master?
It's a disaster. I think this burrito, the judgment of this burrito relies solely on how much you like sour cream.
Yeah, I don't even know sour cream's in it.
Well, you gotta like steak and chicken, too. I mean, it's got all that going on.
But comparatively, or compared to the All-American.
Well, yeah. You don't even know it's got sour cream in it?
I can tell when I think about it. It's not like an overriding ingredient.
That's true. I did take one bite, and it was sucky in the mouth with sour cream. But I think it was just lumped up at the beginning.
It makes me think that when we get to the burritos that have, like, specialty sauces on them, they're going to be pretty good. Because this adds a lot to the burrito. I mean, their burritos are pretty dry a lot, it seems like.
Yeah, I was looking at the list, and most of the burritos are going to be like this one for the next, I don't know, month.
maybe we should, like, not go in alphabetical order.
No, we need to. Don't falter on the path.
I was thinking about that too, Ben.
You guys are fucking turds.
Ignoring Isaac.
All you do is shit on Burrito Quest.
No, we just shit on you.
We need to bring back Jenny. I mean, wait, no names.
Jenny was
no names.
The one who detected a hint of chives last time.
She's really refined.
Yeah.
And chives.
I think I said something a little bit more insulting, but I like Jenny.
Sour cream makes us a successful burrito.
You know, Ben, At first, I was going to disagree with you because all I had for like the first this half of my burrito was like a little bit of sour cream and just dry. But as I come to the bottom of the burrito, I feel that the sour cream has melted and meshed with the other ingredients, making this a more successful, because it is more moist, All-American. I was poised to disagree with you.
I'm poised to eat this burrito.
All my sour cream's on one side, and I think all the potatoes on the other side. So it's really uneven. Like, oh god, so dry. Oh, sour cream. I do like having the salsa on it.
The burrito problems I had the first 2 weeks were, I was like, all chorizo and all bean.
Well, that's why we're doing this with three people, dude. So somebody might get a shitty burrito, but the other people will talk you out of it. Unless it's the All-American.
Yeah, we need to reassess our scoring system so we can downgrade the All-American.
I will downgrade it to, I will not order this again. But not as low as made me vomit.
Or could not finish.
I was thinking maybe a 1. Like, you could give a 1 for a burrito you can't finish. Or a burrito that the only reason you finish it is because it's a Burrito Quest burrito. And you're obligated to do so.
No, I think a 1 should be a little bit nastier than that. Like, really? Oh my fucking god, this is horrible. I'm not even going to take another bite. Maybe that's too extreme. Too extreme for Burrito Quest!
That seems fair.
That it's too extreme?
I'll agree with that. It just seems we're going to
get like, why rate it if you're going to throw it up later or in about a minute?
Are we going with the assumption that some of these burritos are going to be inedible?
Well,
because if we are, then we need to have that 5-point scheme take into account inedible burritos.
I doubt that we'll have an inedible one.
Right.
Maybe a special occasion.
If we have an inedible burrito, it should just get disqualified. Because that All-American probably deserves a 1, not a 2.
No.
This thing here was better.
I agree, man. I would never get that All-American, and I regret eating it.
If I came by and I was like,
which is funny, because listening to the podcast from last week, I was like, hey, this ain't bad. It's tasty right at the beginning.
And then
the next day, I totally regretted
some kind of fucking flip-flopper.
You got it.
If I brought like an All-American and said, here you go. I got this for you.
I would eat it.
If it was free. Happy or angry?
What two people want to split this with me?
What person do I know that wants this for free that I give it to?
That's true. Maybe my own gluttony is what I'm really disappointed in.
You know, the sour cream also attacks the structural integrity of this burrito.
No, it holds it together.
No, mine's good.
It's your burrito.
No, I mean, it's like leaning out.
Ah, shit all over you!
I like that you don't like the sour cream and your burrito is also broken.
What are you trying to say?
It's fate.
Did you say you don't like the sour cream?
He doesn't like the sour cream.
Why?
Sour cream, I'm not a fan of. However, I can't even taste the sour cream anymore.
It's good.
But it meshes and makes the burrito more moist.
I'll tell you something, though. Sour cream is a questionable ingredient in itself. Yeah, it makes it more moist. That's a dairy product, dude. That crap, it's sour cream already. If it went bad, how would you know?
There's cheese in it. That's a dairy product.
Yeah, but cheese, you can tell if it's gone bad.
How?
Mold.
Some cheese has mold on it.
It's true.
On purpose.
Right. But this cheese is not that kind of cheese.
That's no Gouda.
I think maybe the ingredients we had in these burritos were better this week, like the steak, and the chicken didn't taste like ass. It tasted like...
The chicken's really dry, dude. Look at that.
Well, that's what mine was like the last 2 weeks.
Are you bitching?
Yes.
Well, how about we trade burritos before we start next time?
That's a good plan. I'll pick mine up and I'll fall into it and I'll say, you know what? Not today, burrito.
Give me your burrito.
You're going to Daniel.
Ugh.
You're going to get some burrito that's like all lopsided on the cheese and beans.
These things do not get less filling. Although... The afterburner was less filling than these are.
The afterburner was really good. Mm-hmm. I could go for an afterburner.
Not right now, I couldn't, but if I had to choose one to get next week, I might pick an afterburner. I was thinking about that today. I'm going to be so sick of burritos by the time we're done with this. Or maybe by the time I'm done with this burrito.
How sick are you of burritos on like a scale of 1 to 5?
I'm at about at a 3.
A 3,
I think, and it's only been a month.
Are you still looking forward to the burritos? I'm looking forward to the burritos.
Like, I hope I've plateaued.
I'm thinking, man, I could go for a burrito today.
No, when I look at the list, and it's all pretty much the same with one or two ingredients changed, I'm not looking forward. Like, that was awesome that we went from something in the beginning was all steak, and then boom, chorizo and beans. That was great, because it was a big, big
variety
change. It's a variety. Like, if you could have your burritos and they'd be different each week, that would be okay.
Maybe.
We should maybe test it.
I have one of these burritos like once every 3 months.
Yeah, I know. I'm normally the same way. Like, have a burrito when I remember that it's there.
Being a college student, Burrito Quest actually fits conveniently with how many burritos I eat a week. Yeah.
Okay, we're at the 10-minute mark.
Okay,
we should score this. I give it a 3. This was a good burrito.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2.5. It reminded me too much of the All-American. The sour cream was, it was okay, but I don't think it was great. 2.5.
I'd score it higher, but I'd be afraid it would come out bad the next time I got it, so 3.
I'm going to agree with Daniel. I'm going to say a 2.5. This burrito was, while moister, pretty much the same thing.
All right. Well, tune in next week as we attack the Atomic Belt Buster. Adios from Burrito Quest.